Okay, Mr. Aratami, yes. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you. Mr. Aratami, can you introduce yourself for us? Can you tell us about who you are and where you come from?
I was born in Hiroshima, 1931, and I grew up in Hiroshima. When I was 13 years old, a student of junior high school, I was exposed to a bomb. Miraculously, I could survive. After the war, I worked at some small paint company, and after I retired, I joined the voluntary group, Hiroshima Interpreters for Peace, HIP, and now I I'm doing for guided tour in the Peace Memorial Park, and sometimes I give a testimony of my experience of the atomic bomb. Fortunately, I was healthy, and my son and daughter and the grandchildren are also sound.
What was it like growing up in Hiroshima? What was Hiroshima like when you were a young boy?
Hiroshima. During the war or after the war?
Before the war and during the war.
Oh. During the war, it is not good memory for me. Everything is not good for us. We are always hungry because of food shortage, and we have to work for something instead of the school lesson. After the war, everything recovered very quickly, and the democracy is introduced in Japan, and we enjoyed prosperous we enjoy the recovery of Japan.
Where did your family live in Hiroshima?
At that time? Oh. At the atomic bombing, my family lived around here. Maybe 3.5 kilometers, and my house is a little bit broken, but it's okay. And my father is already mobilized to the military, and he was not in Japan. He came back after 1 month of the end of the war. So my family is okay. They are good. And
mm. About how many people lived in Hiroshima at that time?
Well, I heard that 300,000 people lived in Hiroshima. Including the soldier or some Korean people. They are mobilized to Hiroshima for munition factories.
What were you doing as a schoolboy at that time? What was your daily routine like?
After the war?
During the war.
During the war, there are very few choices for us. We should in order to get to school, we should walk on the street. We are not allowed to take a streetcar because the walking is a kind of exercise. Our school has a big pool, so the school hold swimming in the winter. We should in the winter.
So what were you doing on the morning of August 6,
1945? Oh, before I went to some sweet potato field, I called my friend who lived in near my house, but my classmate said, I got sick on the stomach because the day before the bombing, it was a very hot day, and after the walking, he ate ice candy too much. So this ice candy caused his stomach ache. But so I went to the sweet potato field alone, but I little bit delayed. But it was lucky because the students who arrived earlier take off their overcoats. But I still wear overcoat, so my shoulder and my arms are not burned by the overcoat, overcoat.
When you saw the bomber flying overhead, what were you thinking?
Well, I frequently saw a bomber, but this time it's very different as usual, unusual. This is unusual because of the heavy, loud sound and I know later, airplane dropped the bombing and then evacuated. Airplanes are evacuating from the over Hiroshima because a bomb exploded 43 seconds later. So airplane must be evacuated from the center of the city. So we, all of us, are surprised with the loud sound. So all of us watch over the B-29. So also we saw two or three parachutes. This parachute must bring some instrument to measure the effect of the bombing. This is our first experience, so we are very surprised, and, but we didn't know the reason.
After the bomb went off, how long did it take before you could stand back up, before you could look around?
Maybe we are blown off on the ground, and we stayed there 2 or 3 minutes. I feel that it was dark around us. But 2 or 3 minutes later, we stood up, and we also surprised a big mushroom-shaped cloud.
You say the cloud looked pink.
Yes, I feel pink. But somebody said it's bright, shining, with 7 colors. But I think it was pink. Hmm.
Where did you evacuate after the bomb?
Well, we evacuated first to the mountain. We are here, but this mountain, because somebody said we should evacuate here because there are so many people gathered. Maybe another attack will be occurred. There are many injured people there, so when I stayed there one or two hours, but then the fire occurred in everywhere. This area also make a fire, so I think I should return, go back to my house before this house catch fire. So I cross this house and I went back to my house, and then my mother and my grandmother was not there, but I found a memo. This memo said, go to our relative's house together with my younger sister. So, in my house, younger sister alone there, and she's crying because there's no family. So I brought her to our relative's house. The relative house was big houses, but some doctors in Hiroshima already evacuated and opened the hospital. So I the doctor treats my wounded injured portion. But the hospital is very crowded with injured people. I stayed there, and there has around 9 days. And my mother and our family returned to our house. It is a day of the end of the world. We didn't hear the emperor's declaration of the end of the war by radio, but somebody said the war end and we defeat. I couldn't believe it instantly.
After the war, when did you start going back to school? When did things start to return to normal?
Around 1 month later, school teacher called us to the school with a shovel or scoop. So we gathered school, but we were surprised that our ground, school ground, turned to a crematory. There are many ashes on the ground. We buried the ashes. And we announced that our first year students are killed. And some teacher also killed. The schoolhouse destroyed and burnt down.
How long did you continue to live in Hiroshima?
Well, I grew up and I graduated the Hiroshima University and I joined to a company in Hiroshima. So I lived in Hiroshima until I'm 36 years old, but I was transferred to another place in Japan, east of Kyoto. So I worked and I lived there for 30 years. I came back to Hiroshima when I am 68 years, or 68 years old, and I didn't any work for volunteer working at that time. But I, after I retired at work, I think I should do something for volunteer activity. So I knew there is a volunteer group using English. So because I can speak some certain level of English, because I studied during my work at the company, so I joined this group.
When you worked in Kyoto, did your co-workers know about your story?
Excuse me.
When you worked in Kyoto, mm-hmm. did your co-workers,
the
people you worked with, your the other people in your company,
as a survivor?
In the company, the people that you worked with.
What kind of job?
At your job. Did they know about your story in Hiroshima? Shigoto no hito, ano, did they know you were hibakusha?
Hibakusha no koto. Yes, I said near Kyoto, but actually said it's a Shiga prefecture. This Shiga prefecture, there are some Hiroshima people, but among the Shiga prefecture, there are only 100 survivors. So the city hall sometimes informed us to check our health. But they very carefully announced us in order to leak the secret that we are survivor. In Hiroshima, there are so many survivors there. So we don't care that we are survivor. But in another place, there are very few survivors, and the city hall afraid that the survivor was discriminated from other people, so they announced us very secretly.
Did you share your story with your children?
Well, I didn't tell this story for anybody for many years. But we reached 60 years old. 60 years old is in Japan, it is very special years. It's a kind of turning point of the life. Our classmate determined to wrote down our story, and we should tell this story to our young generation. So after I joined volunteer group, I started to tell this story to my daughter and grandchildren. I didn't tell my story to my son, but my daughter is interested in the story. And one time, some newspaper is reported me as a guide of the Peace Memorial Park. So Shinbun gives you nothing. And I sent this copy of the newspaper to my daughter. My grandchildren brought the copy to their teacher in school, and the teacher is very interested in me, and the school planned to come to Hiroshima as a school trip, school travel. The teacher asked me to speak something or guide the Peace Memorial Park. I was very happy to have the opportunity to speak my experience. Before that, I hesitated to speak and the stories.
Mr. Arutani, what is your message for the young generation of today?
Please study the history. especially in the young student, young people in Hiroshima should know the histories of the bombing, of the war. I heard that some young people go to the overseas and they have a chance of the homestay. Many foreign friends asked them about Hiroshima, but many of young Japanese people cannot answer. So they should study the history before you go to overseas.
Mr. Arutani, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.